Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is the Green County Schools Activities Director, Todd Gordon, now joining us. So thank you very much, sir, for being on.
You bet. Thank you, Coltrane, for the opportunity.
Absolutely. And of course, you're on here, Todd, because we're in the transitional moment between fall and winter sports, and the governor came out with some new regulations, restrictions for COVID-19 a couple of weeks ago now, and some of those restrictions applies to sports and activities. So if you wouldn't mind just kind of reviewing for us, Todd, what fans are needed to be expected to do once we're able to get back underway with winter sports.
Sure. You know, this will be for high school athletics, for middle school athletics, for concerts, performances of things like that. So it basically applies to everything across the board. You know, the biggest thing is that every player or participant in a play or a concert is allowed just 2 tickets per player. And that is per player. That this time does not include cheerleaders, does not include coaches. It's just the actual players only. The biggest thing that we are encouraging people to do, and it's stressed to do, is the fans just need to come watch their child play. And when their game is over, they are asked to leave. And we're asking that people not come more than 10 or 15 minutes before the scheduled game time of their child is going to play in. Trying to prevent crossover, trying to prevent large crowds, you know, gathering in commons. So really, once your game is done that you're watching, you're asked to leave. And you're asked not to come until your game time is, you know, about there, basically, when the warm-ups start. Masks are required at all times inside of the facility. Social distancing between family groups is required, pretty stringent. And I would just emphasize again that the biggest thing that we want to do, and I've said it before, is in this case, we want to get to February. We're just trying to get to the end of the season. And if this is what we have to do to let our kids play and participate, then this is what we need to do. And we can't change it, can't amend it. This is what we're given.
All right, so if you could, Todd, now let's review some of the COVID-19 requirements, restrictions that students have to follow, the student athletes, the students that are participating in activities.
At the high school level, start with a road game. When we go on the bus, kids will be in masks on the bus. They'll be in assigned seats so we can contact trace if we have to do that, if we have a positive case. So they'll mask up, they'll be in assigned seats, we'll get off the bus. Now, when they play, they do not have to play in masks. We will have them in masks on the bench. We still will work on some things at our facility to maybe spread out our bench a little bit and how we kind of have our bleachers set up. Coaches will be in masks at all time. You know, we may have to take it down once in a while to be heard, but for the most part, we'll be in masks. We are in practices, taking breaks about every 10 or 15 minutes as much as we can to sanitize, to wash our hands. You know, wrestling has a lot of protocols in place already, just given the sport, for cleaning of mats, for making sure people are clean when you talk about the skin infections and things like that. So the only thing you might see different is if you're at a triangular or a quadrangular, is that that mat will be cleaned in between each duel of the evening. So they may be cleaning the mats just a little bit more than they have in the past, but for the most part, wrestling's set up pretty well to handle it. They're kind of used to it. I think the school is about as safe a place for people to be, safest place for our kids to be, because I think we are trying to follow those protocols. I've said before, I'm really proud of our coaches, and our directors will be right in line with that as well. You know, they've done everything we've asked them to do. Really proud of them, and our kids have been good too. So all in all, I think we're doing all we can, and that doesn't guarantee anything that you won't have cases, because we've seen that. But you're probably guaranteed to have a few more if you don't do it. So we're trying to do everything we can.
Well, unfortunately, the start of the winter sports season probably hasn't gone exactly to plan. When Green County School District made the transition over to full online remote learning here for the past week and a half or so up until about, I'm guessing the start of the winter sports season hasn't gone exactly to plan when the Green County School District made its switch over to full online remote learning up until Thanksgiving break, which began yesterday. There wasn't supposed to be any in-person practicing of any kind that was supposed to take place, but as I understand it, the kids are able to practice now. So with that being said, Todd, with the delay in the start of the practices, of course, or maybe the interruption of the preseason practicing, if you will, How has that impacted the start of the winter sports season for competitions for the kids?
You bet. So our first actual basketball contest will be, varsity-wise, will be December 4th on a Friday. We'll host Roland Story here at home. And then one of the games we rescheduled was Ogden, and that will be on Saturday the 5th at home. And that game starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That's just a varsity doubleheader, starting with the girls at 1, the boys to follow about 2:30. Wrestling, actually, their first match was supposed to be December 1st, but we just don't have enough time to train for that. And then the tournament we were supposed to be on in December 5th has been canceled already as well. So our first wrestling competition is set for Thursday, December 10th, and that is down at 8 a.m. with Gilbert and ADM. So that's their first competition of the year.
Now, Todd, I know you had mentioned about the middle school sports scene a little bit. Can you just review for us, does the governor's proclamation prohibit any middle school winter sports from going on at this time and only allowing high school sports to take place for our kids?
Well, right now there's no competitions until after December 10th. So December 11th on a Friday is when they can start competition again. They can practice. They have to be in masks and they have to stay 6 feet apart. So you can't scrimmage. You really can't do any team things, offense, defense in particular. Wrestling, you can't wrestle right now. So we'll have to make some adjustments there when we come back. But we're hoping just to give the kids an opportunity to be together. Again, sometimes it's about just being together and letting them work on some skills. So we'll do what we can. Hopefully be able to play some games after December 10th.
Well, and Todd, with a delay in the winter sports competitions for the middle school anyway, maybe that frees up more of the timeline for the crews to be able to finish the remodel of the middle school gym. Can you give us an update on that project?
Yeah, well, the floor is done at the middle school, and now we're just kind of waiting on the bleachers to get installed, which I believe is going to be the first week of December. So, you know, hopefully by mid-December, we're able to host some games in there. But as of right now, I mean, if we can get on the floor and practice maybe after Thanksgiving, that'll be a big plus. It looks beautiful. It's basically a replica of the high school floor, just on a little bit smaller scale. So it looks exactly the same. The other thing I'd update you on is our wrestling room, our wrestling practice room, which is the old shop area at the old high school, the current middle school. We have walls up there. We have a flooring to get down. And then we actually have our practice mats have been delivered. So we've got a couple weeks to get a floor down and get our mats installed, and hopefully maybe after the first of the year we'll be in there being able to practice wrestling at our new facility there as well.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with our Green County Schools Activities Director is Todd Gordon, joining us once again. Community State Bank of Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.